AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. People are being told to stay home in eastern Massachusetts, other parts of New England, as a blizzard rolls through. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says even when the storm clears out, folks should stay put.
Recognize that today is a Sunday, tomorrow is a holiday, and it's probably a really good time for everybody to come up with neat things to do indoors and right around your house.
Baker says high winds from the storm are not only causing problems with drifting, they are also a threat to electrical service.
The wind gusts along the coast tend to be in the 60-mile-an-hour range at this point, and that does cause us some concern with respect to power outages.
More than a foot of snow reported in a number of places in Massachusetts, 20 inches in other areas. Snow totals are likely to be above 2 feet in Maine once the storm moves out later today. But behind it, bitter cold. Forecasters say it will be well below zero in the region overnight. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And, you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams, and inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.